We report and you have your say. We're talking about our blog, News and Views. The big news on the blog this week is superdelegates and a new site that lets you know who and where they are. Our web producer, Jeffrey Bennett, has the inside track. Hey.
Hey, Farah.
So what's the dealie?
Well, it's called superdelegates.org, and for folks who are confused about who these people are or what they do, this nonpartisan site offers a full list of all the Democratic superdelegates, and it's updated to reflect which candidate these superdelegates are endorsing. Now, that information is then cross-indexed with a Google map, so you can see where each of these people are located across the U.S. And then if you click their name, you get in-depth biographical data about each of them. So it's a pretty cool resource.
So is someone going to chip them and follow them around as they go grocery shopping?
Yeah, that's what's next, right?
So there were a couple of feuds on the blog this week. Break them down for us.
Well, I'll start with the more amusing one, Aretha Franklin versus Beyoncé and Beyoncé's dad. So flashback to last week's Grammys. Beyoncé introduced her duet partner Tina Turner as the queen. Aretha Franklin, the reigning queen of soul, was none too pleased and released a statement saying it was a cheap shot for controversy. Beyoncé's dad slash manager responded saying Franklin's statement was ridiculous. Now, most people on our blog seem to agree. C. Cody wrote, "Riri should have exercised her right to remain queen by remaining silent." And Willis Page had his own beef with Miss Franklin. He wrote, "I've had tickets to see Aretha Franklin 3 times, and 3 times she has canceled in different cities. How about being mad at the title of Queen of No-Shows?" And then the other big feud this week was between Tavis Smiley and Michelle Obama. Journalist Tavis Smiley invited Barack Obama to speak at his annual State of the Black Union. Obama declined, saying he had to campaign, but he offered to send his wife Michelle in his place. Tavis Smiley essentially said no thanks. So that post has been the most popular post on our blog all month, and response has been overwhelming in the Obama's favor. Robert E.C. wrote, "Clearly Tavis Smiley sees the State of the Black Union as an event significant as any other political forum this year, but his own ambitions have clouded his judgment." Larry English offered this lofty analogy. He wrote, "This is the equivalent of asking Martin Luther King to leave Birmingham to go on a talk show and then dissing Coretta Scott King because Martin was too busy to leave." And Alan Bell wrote, "It's been said before, but I'll say it again. Obama is running for president of the United States, not president of Black America. He should do whatever is necessary to take the Oval Office, even if it ticks off Tavis Smiley."
All right, Jeff, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Jeffrey Bennett is the web producer for News and Notes, and he joined me in our studios at NPR West.